What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
8 o'clock hour here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Sean Sharif, Bobby Bell with Choppy out on vacation till next week. Happy Friday. Thanks for being a total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. The KNC Masterpiece doing their show from Freebirds on Beltline in Dallas today. Starting with Crosstalk at 9:40. We got a special treat in studio, and we did not schedule him after the Michael Irvin, Jerry Jones interview. We had him booked beforehand for the next 2 hours. The great John Machota. When I'm going to Twitter, this is true, I go to John first. Then I'm probably going maybe to Nick Harris, and then I don't know number three. If I want the perspective on the whole thing and the thoughts, I might check out Hellman.
Somewhere he'll get to me.
Well, you don't. I mean,
no, I know you come to me for humor.
You're kind of like a really, really, really poor man's Jay Glazer in that you don't get as big a stories as Jay, but you don't do the quantity. You're not all over the waiver wire. You're like picky and choosy of what you want to put out.
And I get McCarthy hired too.
John's on everything. So John, thanks for joining us in studio.
No, thanks for having me. I when I got on Twitter when I first moved down here about 15 years ago, I was trying to do everything Dallas, like tweet out Mav stuff, whatever. And they were good. I mean, they won the title in 11. But over the last 10 years, I've been like, I'm not going to even. You know, when I got this hot take about watching some random NBA game, I'm just not going to. I just want my timeline just to be all Cowboys for exactly what you're saying. So people will just be like, hey, like I was working today or maybe I was out of town on vacation. I just want to catch up on Cowboys stuff. I try and keep it as much Cowboys as possible.
Yeah, so we try to ask Florio and like Ross Tucker, like, why don't you follow us back? They're like, I don't want to hear your thoughts on the Rangers. I don't need your Dallas Stars second period breakdown.
Do you guys want all of Florio's thoughts on everything?
No.
Neither does the fan text.
I was worried about John coming in here being a little reserved, but start.
So, you know what I'm curious about? Because everybody always says this on Twitter. Is the you're always in the exact position.
I want to say that. Okay. I got a whole, I'm gonna have John teach a Twitter seminar coming up a little bit. I got a bunch of different questions. I'm gonna milk him for this right here.
And we'll have him grade my meme later that I've created for him.
That's right. And Bobby's comedy. Please just tell him how funny he is so we can get this out of the way. Jerry Jones for an hour with Michael Irvin saying, we made this offer. The agent told us to shove it up our ass. And then David, John, went into detail a little bit more.
I have agreed to give more money than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. I've done that. Now I am the cat that writes the check. Okay? Now, Mike has got 3 years with the Cowboys left. He's got 3 years. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. At some point, it has to be that way. My job is managing the check. Okay? Mike has got to do the playing. Where's the least important part of this whole equation we're talking about? What is the least incremental part of the whole equation? The attorney or the agent? Okay? He works for Micah. Okay? He's not the principal here in any way. In any way. They're in here to make their percentage. They're in here to Basically, yes, advise Micah, come over to the office and I'll show you exactly what I offered Micah. We got it in the back. It's all written down, everything to go.
John, give us your thoughts on this yesterday.
So I can see both sides on this. I can see the Jerry side because of the fact that just in my time covering the team, if you take care of Jerry, Jerry will take care of you for the rest of your life. Now, obviously, with your Micah Parsons, your life's going to last a lot longer than what Jerry Jones has left, but Jerry is fiercely loyal to his star players, so I get where he's coming from there. But he's also the man that says, just because I said it doesn't make it so. So when he says a thing like, I find it very hard to believe that David Mulligetta said those words back to him.
Yeah.
But I don't think in the year 2025, really any in the last 5-10 years, that you can think that are you really thinking you're getting this deal done without an agent being involved? Like, when you drafted Micah Parsons, like, we're not going to pretend you don't know who David Mulligetta is. You didn't know that this was going to happen. And so for me, this screams of back in March, like, let's start talking about this right now. We can get everything, and then we'll bring in David to just sign everything off. But even in Jerry's mind, as great of a businessman as he is, he has to know that David was going to be involved at some point, that he's going to want to do. He's going to have his hand in it. He has some of the biggest contracts in all of sports.
So why do you think he's doing it like this then? Why do you think Jerry's like playing like, David, you're here to notarize this when we the principals get it worked out? Why take this approach?
Well, just like even if for people that don't follow the Cowboys closely, if you just watch the series on Netflix, you can just tell that there might not be anybody in sports with a bigger ego than Jerry Jones. And he is not going to let some agent come in there and be the big name that wins this deal, even though it did happen with Todd France twice. And he probably doesn't want it. He's probably tired of that. But it's like we all sit there and go, Jerry loves his star players. Is he really going to let this guy walk? Like, nobody believes that. There's a far greater chance that he is just completely dug in and is just like, well, then don't play Micah. Don't play next year. Don't play the year after that. Don't play, you know. I mean, I'm from Detroit, and I never thought the Lions would be like, no, Barry Sanders, you're playing here or you're leaving. And basically did the same thing with Calvin Johnson. So if they're going to do that, the guy that has kept a grudge this long with Jimmy Johnson, how angered he is right now, I find it very hard to believe. That's my whole thing when I talk to people, because I don't believe this contract's getting done before the season starts. And so the people that say to me that they think it's getting done, I go, I just want the simple answer then from you. This is the thing that fascinates me the most. Who makes the first call? Because yeah. I see both sides being extremely dug in. Like, I'm talking, put them in owner's boxes right next to each other on that Thursday night, and I can see them not talking.
Yeah.
Walking by each other on the sideline before the game and not talking.
Yeah.
So that's the part for me where both sides seem so dug in that I don't know who makes the first move.
Publicly, Jerry's discussion has been very focused on David Mulligetta, the agent, of just like, this is basically who he's frustrated with. You're trying to insert yourself in something, you know. Is that a subtle way, though, of privately, he might be a little more frustrated with Micah than he is Mulligetta? I feel like Mulligetta is basically just the public, like, target for what is ultimately frustration he has, particularly with Micah. And I don't think he's particularly happy with Micah.
No, I think that's fair. I've felt since the start of training camp that it was more Micah versus Jerry than Micah versus the Cowboys. And I think since his statement on August 1st, I believe that even more, that they're both completely dug in. For him to put out that statement, that is just such a, unlike a Cowboys player to do. Now, you know, Jerry says he's had all these trade requests. Yeah, behind the scenes. You never had it publicly like that. And like, when I saw him fire that off, I was like, well, there's no way that this thing's getting done in the next couple of weeks. Because the last thing Jerry will want is, oh yeah, all you got to do is have some strong statement on social media, and then I'll make a deal done with you.
And in that statement, John, something that could have really, really stung Jerry, Micah basically said that he was tricked. Like, he may have misrepresented what the meeting was. Like, you lured me in. You tricked me, when maybe it's possible Micah knew he was going in there for a negotiation, and he did not say that in his trade demand. So it's not only are you reneging, not only are you misrepresenting, but you're making it seem like I'm like this creep who, under false pretenses, had you come in this room and then try to blindside a young, naive businessman.
That this is why sports is so great and why it's so fun to talk about sports, because there are so many different sides to it. Because while I believe what you're saying, and I think that there is a good chance that's right. There is the part of me being around Micah these last few years. I'm talking about not on the record. I'm talking about just talking to him at his locker. He is a very bright, sharp guy. I could see the part of him thinking he can go toe-to-toe with...
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but there's no way I would believe he puts out that statement without at least David Mulligetta or somebody else reading it over,
yeah,
or at least making some suggestions, and that can easily be something that's part of it. And don't get me wrong, I still don't believe that even if that is the case, even if you go in there, you have the best business sense, and you're like, I'm going to go toe-to-toe with Jerry Jones, and I'm going to win this thing. At the end of the day, you still know that your agent is far greater in this, that, okay, yeah, I might get the parameters set, but he's going to come in here, and he's going to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's, so... But Micah's really sharp on a lot of different topics. It's not just a football thing.
John Machota from The Athletic Institute here on The Fan. If Micah went in knowing it was a negotiation, and like Jerry says, agreed, who do you then blame for this? Jerry for not realizing Micah was going to get the ultimate sign-off from the agent where things could change? Or Micah for the old school handshake, look you in the eye, and the years... The guarantees, the terms are done.
Oh, that's on Jerry. He can't possibly believe that.
I agree.
I mean, Micah Parsons is still a kid to me, you know? I mean, you can't really think that that's... And I'm sure there are players that it has been done in the past. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying that he's never had
those. He signed that with Irvin yesterday. He's like, me and you did it.
Right.
We didn't need your agent.
For sure. But in these days that we're in right now, I mean, the thing I keep going back to is there's no way that Jerry Jones isn't familiar with... the Deshaun Watson contract. And I don't care whether you want to say it publicly or not, as an owner, that had to impress you. Probably angered you because it raised the level of guarantees in the league and stuff, but you had to be like, wow, I can't believe that with what he had, the baggage and all of that, he got that for that guy. Like, there's no way that you don't know who he is after that. And that's just one. There's so many clients that Dave Mulligetta has. I mean, he's clear. I mean, to me, and Bobby, you know this probably better than anybody, that... To me, it's David and Todd France, and then there's like another level, and then there's another level down where maybe if it was another level down, this gets done, and maybe on that handshake thing with Micah, he can convince a different... But these two guys, that's not happening with them.
And it's not just that. Like, I mean, you could make an argument it's David, it's Todd France, and then you could probably throw in there, if not a step below, Torrey Dandy.
Yeah.
And you're talking about... last year, that's Lamb.
Yeah.
Torrey Dandy and Todd France beat you. And now here's the third one, the third prime. Are you going to lose this one too? And they've never, in all their years that they've sat here, they've never had a like big-time Mulligetta client in the building. This is the first time they will sit across from him and negotiate a big deal.
Mm.
They negotiated like Malik Hooker. Like, they've gotten that done. They've done some different things. But this is like a big-time client of his. This is the very first one that they've ever had that they've sat across from. And it is the guy. This is the NFL version of Boris in the 90s, yeah, or Rosenhaus at some point. Like, that is what David Mulligetta is now.
And at John's point, maybe Jerry has got wind of that. And Jerry, this is the hot shot now. This is the number one Forbes. And maybe Jerry...
That's why you don't say his name. That's exactly what you don't say his name.
Oh, really? Oh, that's the hot shot?
Yeah.
To me?
Who?
To Jerry Jones?
I don't even know who he is.
I will say, though, I was with a couple other people walking off with Jerry recently, and we were talking about that Landman thing, and he couldn't think of John Hamm's name. And he brought that up. He goes, yeah, you guys get on me about this agent thing. I forgot. Yeah, that's who it is, John Hamm.
Yeah.
I will say, it was 8 years here in the organization. He could still never figure out his name was Kellen. So, I mean, it's possible. Fair. It is possible.
So, John, your order of outcome right now is what? In all likelihood. No deal, and Micah plays all the games that he can? One?
Yes. I would go with that. You don't have to go another one. I think that is the option, yeah.
Okay. No deal, and Micah doesn't play?
That's possible, but it's just such a small... And the reason why I say this is because... So there is an argument to be made that he was willing to sit out his final year at Penn State, the pandemic year, to just prepare for the draft. So he has been away from football for an extended period of time. But I just find it hard to believe that a guy that has been showing up to training camp, that, you know, has been going to the meetings, who I do think has a legitimate bond with his teammates and with Brian Schottenheimer and the new coaching staff, that I think he could separate it as it's me versus Jerry, not me versus my teammates and Brian and maybe even other people in the organization. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that pointed out during training camp how much when this is going on that he's over there talking to Will McClay. Mm-hmm. Like, they got a great relationship, you know? So it's not like he hates the Cowboys. So I think people need to remember that when they see him scrubbing his social media accounts.
John lives in the locker room. You all know that when you follow him on social media. What would this do to the Cowboys season? Like, are we already finished with this before it even begins? Inside Schottenheimer's culture, he'll answer your season questions, your final roster questions, all on the D&M Leasing Hotline at 877-881-1053 to get in your questions on the text or phone. For John Machota in studio for the rest of the show, we continue on Sean and RJ. But let me get you on over to Wild Fork Foods. Oh my gosh, you know if it's this Friday, you got to get that order in. What are you getting delivered from the best butcher delivery? No more overpriced butchers. No more wholesale membership. You stop by one of the 9 DFW locations and you say you're a Tolo and that Sean for the Fans sent you, and you're going to have your weekend sent with the best variety, the best quality, and as my boss will tell you on all his seafood, the best price. Their staff is going to blow you away. You get butcher's knowledge on any product. The help and guidance in purchasing, ideas, recipes, and more. They got seasonings. They got sauces. You won't find help like this anywhere else these days. Your new go-to spot for your tailgating meats. Cook like a Texan. You heard all those calls from outside of the state? See if Wild Fork delivers in your city and state. I got it going to my family all the time in Maryland next day. WildForkFoods.com. Better yet, download the app, the Wild Fork app. It's WildForkFoods.com. And tell them Sean for the Fans sent you to Wild Fork.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
John Machota from The Athletic in studio the rest of the way, answering all of your Cowboy questions, whether it's Jerry Jones with Micah Irvin on Micah, who is on the bubble with the final preseason game tonight. Cowboys, Falcons on this radio station. Is Micah Parsons going to be there for that? Season projections, John got you covered here on 105.3 The Fan. 877-881-1053 if you want to call or text for Mashoda. Sean Sharif, Bobby Bell with you. I put out the poll question with 85% of you blaming Micah the day he made his trade request. Sorry, you blame Jerry the day Micah made his request. You said 85% Jerry's fault. This morning on the text and the calls, it's been Micah blame. So I just put it out on Twitter, and it's still 43% blaming Jerry. It's amazing how the different socials give you different answers. 43% blame Jerry. 16% I don't care who to blame, trade him. 32
sounds like Micah.
32% blame the agent, and 8.5% blame Micah. I'm still blaming Jerry number one. I'm with John. At the end of the day, man, okay, fine. He preemptively, or he agreed too quickly. He made a mistake. He thought he was on Shark Tank, and he went in, and he then, you know, got caught between you and the agent. Work it out.
If you give me a timeline, if you just show me a calendar that runs from March of 24 and you run it all the way up to today, I would just have different points of the timeline where I say this person's most responsible right now for it not getting done. This person's responsible. Right now, I think it's Jerry needs to just pick up the phone, or the Cowboys need to pick up the phone is the thing. Is that now, I think obviously them getting off on the wrong foot and some of these things happening in the spring, that's probably on Micah largely, I would guess. But when you break down the timeline, I think currently right now, why is it not done right now? The person most responsible is Jerry.
John, let's just say that nothing gets done and Micah plays the games. You live in the locker room. Am I overhyping the damage it will do to this season? He's not a TO personality. Who have been like some disruptive forces? You don't even have to name names if you don't want to, but what do you think this is doing to the whole shoddy culture thing? Or did you roll your eyes at that a little bit like Calvin Watkins or Clarence Hill?
No, I mean, I could see it impacting the culture. I mean, let's say he doesn't play week one.
Because Micah can be a moody dude in there.
Oh, no, there's no question about that. But let's say, I've already thought about this. He doesn't play week one, so everybody's just going to assume just blowout, destroyed.
Diggs is then going to say, I'm not playing until Micah plays.
Hey, they win. Jerry says, Zeke who,
yeah,
after a preseason game. Can you just imagine what he would say after that game if that happens? So there's just so many more levels to be played here because there are, you know, big personalities involved. But as it sits right now, I don't see it that way. And I think one of the reasons why is that just for me watching that Netflix documentary and those teams then to now, like, it just, there is so much turnover so fast that there's so many guys worried about, hey, man, I need to play well. Like, if things are going well, those guys are going to be fine with, hey, it's going well, let's keep this rolling, you know?
They were bogged down with the Emmett talk. Have you gotten the sense in Oxnard or back here the others have been bogged down by this yet?
I haven't. And it's because when I talk about how it's a new locker room, like all of the other guys, you know, have pretty much been paid. Like Dak has already been through this. CD's already been through this. Like their guys are like, yeah, we know, Micah. This is just how it goes.
That is the one caveat I would say. Lamb, after the request, did seem to get a little snippy. He got snippy with Joe Hoyt over like the phrasing of a question. He got upset about that. Like CD, but CD can be a guy who occasionally gets a little moody about stuff too.
Yeah.
I think CD wants
knows,
it to be over.
I think when you're trying to get it.
I think CD, yeah, shout out Mike Leslie. But I think CD is grinded down.
But also I think he kind of thinks too much that people are trying to get him. I'll be the first to tell you this, that like,
right,
man, chip on the shoulder.
I've been covering the Cowboys for 15 years. And I understand that people think that it's all like, you know, you see on TV all these people talking about the Cowboys. Like, it's really not like that in the locker room with a bunch of just guys coming out there all the time, just trying to, let's try and catch them in something. And so I think that's a little bit overblown. And I think CD gets a little sensitive to that because I think he sees things on social media and stuff like that. And it's easy to lump it all together. Yeah. But like in that case that you just brought up, I mean, it was just, Joe was just trying to clarify something. Yeah. So that, hey, we're trying to make sure that you aren't misrepresented on social media. Yeah. And I think that you know, his antenna is always up of like, is someone trying to get me trapped into saying something wrong?
But it doesn't sound like you're convinced that if Micah plays without the extension, this detonates things from within.
No, especially because if you just have him on the field, like, guys aren't going to say this publicly, but there's got to be a ton of guys in the locker room that are like, I can produce a lot more. My job's a lot easier if he's over here. You know, like, yeah. You know, I mean, that's the big thing with him is that it's not just the sacks. It's the how much he does that every team that goes out there has to be focused on. Okay, Micah Parsons is over here, whatever. So you focus a little less on Osa Digizua. You focus a little less on Dante Fowler, Marshawn Nealon, you know, Sam Williams.
Yeah, but a Micah disruption. With his podcast or lashing out or unfollowing all the Cowboys on social like he did yesterday, you think Cowboy fans should be worried about that?
That's an easy question for me to answer. It will be just, it will totally go with what the team is. The team's winning. Nobody will care. And they'll be like, why are you doing that right now?
Mm.
Like, can you just imagine?
Yeah.
Bobby, can you imagine in 2016, Romo loses that job to Dak and starts doing interviews where he's ripping and they're like, calm down. We're winning right now.
Right.
Not time for this. But if it's bad,
right,
that's when you get everybody. Yeah, see, you didn't take care of Micah. That's why this thing's going wrong, even though it could be like the offense is terrible, can't run the football, can't stop the run, you know.
That's in that Wall 2.0 documentary. That's what Zach Martin said when Frederick was talking about, like, man, we were playing so much freer in 2016 and it was loose. And they're like, yeah, it was great. And then Zach was like, we were also pretty good. And so it was really easy to just go like, oh, yeah, what whimsical guys we have. If we were losing, we'd probably be like, yeah, that wasn't as fun.
It's hard for me to separate that, too, in a lot of interviews Michael Irvin's been doing lately and then just watching the documentary about how close that team was in the 90s. I don't know how you can't be close when you have that much talent and you're winning like that and you're having that much fun. I don't know how you... Everybody could just be like, oh, game's over. All right, see you guys later. I'm going home. Like, how could you do that at that time? Like, you were bigger. Like, for me, not being from here, I remember watching that. Like, that was just local.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to think John Madden was the voice of the Dallas Cowboys because him and Summerall called every game.
Yes.
And so there's no way that you're doing that and you're just like, nah, we're not that close. We have our separate lives.
All right, Tolos, want to ask John Machota questions from The Athletic in studio here on Sean and Bobby. Jeff in Utah, start us off first.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to say that I agree wholeheartedly with you, Sean. I think it's Jerry's fault. They have the reputation, him and Stephen Jones, as being the cavemen. He needs to throw that to the side. He can't have that be looked at anymore. But my question for you guys, and John in particular, is, like Bobby said, they've only really had one Mulugeta client in Hooker, who isn't really that big of a name. I think this is, I don't think we are able to sign George Pickens next year if he has a good year. There's going to be so much animosity between the two sides. I think we can say goodbye to George Pickens. What are your guys' thoughts on that? And thanks for taking my call.
How often do you think this carries over, John, agent with two different players, this type of ugliness right now
versus it could.
Separating it with George?
It could. And so, and the other one it makes me think of, I'll answer in a second, but it makes me think of like Brandon Aubrey. Because he's represented by Todd France.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, is that to a level to where, like, did Brandon Aubrey hurt himself by, which he didn't because Todd's going to get him paid. But I don't know, regardless, I could with the Pickens thing. It's tough for me because there's just so much that still has to happen between now and then. Because I'm more on the, if George Pickens has the type of year I think he's potentially could have, I just think he's pricing himself out because of the fact of where Jerry's just going to be like, I already paid CeeDee Lamb. I'm not paying two guys on that level, even though you see the other top teams doing that. I just think that for George Pickens to stay in Dallas, he'd have to be willing to take a little bit less. You know, like Devontae Smith can't get paid like A.J. Brown. He's going to have to take a little bit less.
Yeah. They have walked away. They've let an agent negotiation spoil things only one other time that I can remember, and it was Peter Schaefer with Randy Gregory. That one went bad, and then 2 months later, the other three players that were represented by Peter Schaefer were all gone.
And you think that had something to do with it? Fletch and Alito, you're up next here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Go ahead, Fletch.
What's up, guys? No NFL franchise is held at ransom by its own players quite like the Cowboys. And you know who I blame? Sideshow Zeke Elliott. He set this franchise back a quarter century by holding out, setting a precedent, and creating a culture of, I'm not going to play through my contract. I want an extension. What would Bill Belichick do? He would have shipped him to Cleveland for a fifth-round pick. And now we're paying everybody. Hey, let's pay all the position players. How many receivers did New England go through with Tom Brady? Name them. They didn't extend a single one. Name all the running backs. They didn't extend a single one. Tom Brady was the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL in how many years did he play? 50? One time he was the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL. And now we want to make everybody the highest paid. And all these fans saying, well, let's pay this guy and let's pay this guy. It's a salary cap league. And you've created a culture where nobody wants to play through their contract. Nobody wants to be held accountable. Everybody wants to get the bag. Meanwhile, New England ran off however many Super Bowls in 20 years because of a culture. Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, you probably can't duplicate it anymore. But Kansas City is doing the same thing. They didn't want Tyreek Hill. Dallas fans would have had pitchforks and torches to re-sign Tyreek Hill.
Thanks for the call.
That's a great call. I will say this. It still, for me, all goes back to Jerry, because Jerry does enjoy them being talked about when these contracts, and there's just too many of these, and there's not enough times where I felt like they've paid players that didn't deserve it. And so Jerry dragging these things on, to me, is the biggest reason. You don't see that with a lot of these other organizations. And so because of that, he's confident that I'm going to get these guys signed. I'll let this thing play out. Where the issue is with that is that's where you get the Cowboys where they are right now, where they can be top heavy, but the middle is what's been missing for the Dallas Cowboys. It's almost like there's too much pressure on, like, Will McClay has to hit in the draft, mm-hmm. because that has to fill out everything else. And, yep. and that has to be a third of it. And so I feel like that's the thing they're missing out on, is that Jerry is too laid back on the, we'll get this deal signed with the top. And they always do keep the top guys. That's why I don't think Micah Parsons is going anywhere. But it does make me wonder, how much does that hurt them in the middle? If you get that done, maybe you got a little bit more money to do this, to add this player to whatever. Basically the stuff that Howie Roseman does in Philadelphia.
John Machota in studio the rest of the way. His thoughts on Brian Schottenheimer's first year, the season overall. Who's on the bubble tonight with roster cuts and the Cowboys Gambler Netflix documentary, along with all the Micah, Michael Irvin, Jerry Jones drama. We continue with Below the Belt right here on The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Minced Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minced Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-TEA today or visit MincedTeaClinic.com. That's MincedTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby knows ball. Hey, let's talk ball. We're the ball knowers and we just talk ball.
That's right. John Michaud is here. So we're going to do the ball knowers of the round table instead of below the belt. Sean doesn't like that intro that I made. I just made it kind of on a whim while we were in Oxnard. It's pretty good, right? Catchy.
I don't know if I'd say it's good. It's all right.
I didn't say I dislike the intro. I hate the phrase when I hear Romo go, you know, let's talk ball.
This is a pet peeve of his. He hates the, like, referring to things like, oh, we're talking ball, or, you know, well, they really like ball. He's just like, it makes him roll his eyes.
It's cringy. You know, I don't have that.
It's fair.
Mushiness.
So it's he's fair. With you on this.
If I came up to you at a bar and I'm like, John Michaud, The Athletic, oh my God, the Twitter account. Yeah, John, like, you, let's talk some ball. You roll your eyes a little bit. Let's talk ball. Just that phrase. I'm just talking about the phrase.
Yeah,
I guess. It's, yeah. Only Jason Witten can say that, I think. You know, the secret's in the dirt.
Okay.
The secret is in the dirt.
The secret's in the dirt.
Yeah. 100%.
All right, so we got some Tolos. This is Jerry Jones on Michael Irvin's podcast for an hour yesterday saying when we agreed on everything, highest guaranteed money for a non-quarterback in the NFL. And we wanted to send it over, and David Mulligetta said, stick it up your rear end. Multiple people got a hold of Mulligetta. He said, I did not say that. Cowboy Kenny in Spokane said, you guys need to listen to something. Jerry, he offered more money than even what he was going to. Jerry saying, I moved off my marks. He was offering to bring him into the family as well. John, when you hear, I made him the offer that was the most guaranteed non-quarterback money in the league, you think what?
Well, I think that then it's, it doesn't, that none of that, like when Jerry says it, it's kind of like he says in the documentary about how you have to say $1 million and let it roll off your tongue. Like he says that when we're all just like, yeah, so then that means he just would top TJ Watt like we all expected. Mm-hmm. Like that's not really like, you know, it's just like the constant, like I made Dak the highest paid player in the league. Yeah, but there's other players that are in that neighborhood that teams are still finding other ways. It doesn't mean like, oh, I did that. Now there's nothing else left to do. So that to me is a little bit of the businessman in there saying that stuff, like making it sound like, but now he could give the exact numbers. And I just don't see Jerry being like, he just is blowing it out of the water. Like this is just the craziest contract. I don't see him doing that.
Yeah. I think Jerry, you know, is technically right. Right. The highest guaranteed money right now, non-quarterback is 123. So when he says that, he knows some fans are going to be like, what the hell, Micah?
Mm-hmm.
There's the most, but my immediate thought is, what's the APY? What's the number of years? That has to be signed off on as well.
And this is also, I remember, I think it was 2018 when they were negotiating with Cantor on DeMarcus Lawrence. And the report came out, it had come out from like three different national people in the same day, I feel like. And it was something like, the Cowboys have offered to make DeMarcus Lawrence the highest paid defensive end in football. It's like, look, and everybody's like, what? Why are you rejecting this, DeMarcus? And then you come to find out later, it's like, yeah, that's because they weren't counting Von Miller and guys like that who are linebackers to them. And so they were saying, yeah, defensive end, which would have actually made DeMarcus Lawrence like the eighth highest paid pass rusher or something like that. And so there's also a little bit of this nuance that I wouldn't be surprised if it's in there. I'm just like, you know, I said this. And then if David Mulligetta or somebody else wanted to talk about it, they'd be like, yeah, but what he's not telling you is these details here. He kind of left that off a little bit.
No question. Guarantees has always been the first one I've thought of. With you look at the contracts that David's gotten done, that's the one that, if you're not giving me the exacts on that, that could be like a guarantees up to this point, and all of a sudden it's like a 3-year deal instead of a 5. There's a lot of gray area there. The other one with me is I wonder if there's some stuff in there that maybe it's being at the facility this amount of time, things like kind of the stuff that you see with the Diggs thing that caused some issues about where you're working out in the offseason, the time spent around, stuff like that, that maybe what he's asking for, maybe that's something that David doesn't do with clients. There's like a lot of little things like that. You can say the years, you can say the average, you can even say it's a lot guaranteed, but there's a lot of details in there that I could see holding this thing up and making it, it's not as close as you think.
Are you surprised Micah keeps showing up every day?
I am, yes. And after this interview, yeah, I would not be surprised if he doesn't show up tonight. You know, that'll be
great drama.
Like what I was just telling Bobby in the break is that you know, I feel like I've been watching Micah Parsons more at practice than watching practice, you know, and I wish I didn't do that. But, you know, there is a little bit of, is he talking to this person? What is he doing? And I wish I would, I could just focus on football, but that is part of my job because that is the biggest story with the Dallas Cowboys. I can't just bury my head in the sand and be like, I'm just here to talk football. Like, I'm going to do that, but that's the biggest story right now. And that was the thing at training camp too. It's now he's not wearing his jersey. Now the jersey's on, but he's got one arm out. Then he's not there. Where is he at? Getting back treatment, you know? So there's all of that.
Do you think if Micah could do it over again, he would not have reported at all?
Wow, that's a good question.
Because Florio's blaming that as the biggest difference between like Zeke and Lamb, that they didn't show up, that helped them versus Micah making the mistake of showing up.
Yeah, I will go off of this. I think that's part of it. But for me, number one, I got to go back to the post on August 1st. I think that's the one that takes it to another level. That where you're going to put those details in there and talk about how you don't want to be here anymore and that you don't want to be confined to these type of negotiations, like to air that out like that. I don't think that was the greatest of things.
John Machota, The Athletic here on 105.3 The Fan the rest of the way. What would you do right now today if you were Jerry, and where is trading Micah on that list? Because you said last segment the Cowboys are missing the middle. They're missing the depth, right? They're missing those layers. What would you do?
Am I Jerry as I am Jerry Jones, or I am myself being Jerry Jones and I'm running the team?
You're yourself running.
Oh, I'd call Dave Mulligata. We'd get something figured out. Like, I would just get the... My biggest thing on all of this is that I'm trying in that position to set Brian Schottenheimer and this young coaching staff up with the best chance to have success, and that would be the least amount of distractions. That's me as myself. But Jerry Jones, I don't think, likes things just going smoothly. Like, I really do. I you know who I compare Jerry Jones to is it's the dad in Talladega Nights, where but then they go out to dinner and everything's going well and he's got to do something to mess it up.
Yeah.
Because and I'm not saying necessarily mess it up in Jerry's case, but it's the I got to do something to kind of give it a little bit of a spin to kind of make it stand out. It can't just be the winning stuff, because I've always maintained, as much as I don't want him to do this because I love him talking to us, Mark Cuban set out really the blueprint in 2011. If Jerry wants to show that he's just all about football, he would stop talking. He would not do any, you know, and he's not there available after every game. You know, people think that he's not.
Never on the road, really, right?
And less and less every year. And he doesn't do it after preseason games. So if he dialed that stuff back, those actions would speak way louder than words.
To that point, we've got the clip. Do you want to play the clip of Jerry telling the story about Gene talking to him the night that he let Jimmy go?
To what point was that?
That was where he's talking to, where she's laying there.
No, I know the clip.
Yeah, where it was right after he had let Jimmy go. It was that later that day after they announced Jimmy was gone.
Sure.
Okay, this is Jerry talking about going home that night. This is in The Gambler. Jerry talking about going home that night and Gene waiting for him and talking to him.
If I'd have stayed with the Cowboys, I'd have been miserable. And I'm no good to anybody if I'm not enjoying it. Then it was time for me to move on.
I come home that night and get in the bed. Gene's laying there, not looking at me, just looking at the ceiling. She says, you just can't help it, can you? You just can't live with good, going good. I said, you just can't do it. I said, here we are, won two Super Bowls, and you walk out there and make a change with the coach. You just can't handle some solid, really good times. Now, I usually say that smiling and laughing at her. I don't know why right now that I'm getting sensitive about it.
Is this an instance of Jerry can't just leave good alone? Or do you think to him at this point, it's like, no lines have been crossed. This is not an example of just I'm being picky and I'm looking for something. Like in this instance, I've been disrespected and this can't just be allowed to stand.
Yeah. No, I get that. I just, when I listen to that though, I have to just say that, you know, there's people that are going to watch that or hear that and they're going to think that he just can't have things go well. I don't believe that. I believe he's wired that way because going through all of his life, he's probably done things when things are going well, did this other thing, and then they went really, really well. And when I'm saying that, a lot of people just think of him as football Jerry Jones. I'm talking about oil and gas. I'm talking about real estate, things where people be like, you got enough on your plate right now. Don't worry about this real estate deal. And then all of a sudden it blows up and it's like one of the biggest investments he's ever had. He's had successes off of that.
Yeah.
That's why he is like this. I will agree. Always believe that.
I totally agree. He's like, I've mastered these other things that I was new to. I'm going to master being a football general manager. Same thing. And then the ego and the stubbornness and then winning without Jimmy keeps him in it, I think. All right, John, dealer's choice of the documentary, Netflix, Shoddy and Season Outlook, or Who's on the Bubble Tonight? You pick.
Oh, the Netflix.
Just give us your overall thoughts of the top things that jumped out.
The way I feel about it is so different the way than the fans have been watching it and feeling about it, because like I told you in the break, there isn't a Jerry interview in the last 15 years that I haven't listened to. You know, anytime he's on your guys' station, anytime after games, even if I was to miss one, I go back and listen to all of it. So there's, you know, and Michael talks a lot and Troy talks a lot. And I am of the belief that they're not saving stories for documentaries, that they've told most of these stories. So
yeah,
for me, the first seven episodes, there's not a lot of surprise for me. Very well done. You absolutely should watch it. Episode 8 is the one for me because it is really the bridging the gap between those 90s Cowboys to now. So I got the first seven episodes sent to me early when I was out at training camp by Netflix. Watched them. It's under an embargo deal that you can't write or post anything off of them until it publishes. And then I got the final one sent to me. And like, so when I'm through those first seven, I'm just like, yeah, this is pretty good, whatever.
Yeah.
But I constantly found myself fighting the whole, like, the gold standard to me, and it's not even close, is The Last Dance. And I'm like, the reason it's so great is because you don't ever hear from Michael Jordan. And so many of these moments you're just captivated by.
Yeah.
So just because I've heard Jerry say this stuff doesn't mean everybody else hasn't. So for me, again, the way it starts out with him in the helicopter, give me a full episode of just him in the helicopter. That's how you get salting in the McGriddle. That's how you get all that little random stuff that he's so great with. That I would have loved. If you give me the sheet of paper of just basically, hey, we're going to get Jerry at the oil rig. We're going to get Jerry on the helicopter.
Gravesite.
We're going to get the gravesite. We're going to get him hunting.
Family cabin.
Family, all of that.
Totally.
I would have been like, oh, I hope they do all this. Now, I get it. They're trying to condense it and everything like that. But there, it is great. You definitely should watch it. A couple of my other takeaways. Surprised that Jason Garrett wasn't in it. I thought that he fits all of the different parts. He would have been great. I would love to know more on, and I plan on asking Jerry this now eventually, is I want more details on that golf course meeting with Tom Landry. You know, he gave a little bit more in here saying it got emotional. I'd like to know how emotional, like how was Tom Landry? Because from afar, the only thing I know of Tom Landry is being completely stoic.
Yeah.
So when he says emotional, I thought that was really interesting. Them having a parade out here for Tom Landry is wild to think about that. I did not know that.
Yes.
I found that very interesting. I also found it... I don't know if other people pick up on this or not. It struck me as if his parents' home has been kept the exact same. Like almost like we have cleaning people that go in there, but you don't move anything. It stays exactly the way it was.
Yeah.
And that's fascinating to me because that you can't do that unless you're wealthy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just get to a point where like, I love mom and dad's old place, but we gotta part with. I thought that was really fascinating. And then one of my other big takeaways is that I've always been a person that said that the yacht is always more of a Gene thing, and this has proved it even more because you're not going to have one shot on the, you're not going to do some type of drone thing. They're not going to be any part of you on this massive yacht that you have. Like, so that has always been a thing for me too, that like Jerry loves it. He has it, but that's not really his thing. His thing is hunting the oil rigs, the football side more than it is being on the yacht.
John Machota in studio with the goal we knew he would produce here on Sean and Bobby. Choppy back next week. We have one more hour to go, and John has to participate in his first ever worst take. Bobby has the nominees. John will vote on the Biggest Loser. More of your Cowboys questions for John Machota in studio. One more hour to go next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Mints Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mints Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTS-TEA today or visit MintsTeaClinic.com.
That's MinsteeClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.